Hour number two of the program here. Chris Thomas tonight, Turtle, with you until 10 o'clock. Braves fans, this is a classic case here of Orin Romain. Do not harm the messenger. I am just the vehicle to deliver you the news. Do not, please, come after me personally. These are not the express written opinions of Turtle. These are the words of Alex Anthopoulos. He just did a press conference. We're going to try to find the audio for you, but Orin, this is one of those weird things where it's like on a Zoom and like sometimes you can record, sometimes you can't. So if there's stuff out there, we'll get it to you. But unfortunately, this may just be a me reading it to you again. So please do not harm the messenger. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
First thing, Orin, Alex Anthopoulos said the Braves weren't going to trade away any players just for payroll purposes, i.e., they weren't going to dump guys to save money and get nothing of value back in terms of talent. Doesn't that sound like exactly what we said at 6:20? Doesn't that sound like exactly what we said at 6:20? Was it Tony the caller who was, or was it Dan? One of the callers.
Danny was angry.
Danny was angry. Everybody was angry. Why don't you, you know, trade, even if it's a single A player, why don't you just trade him away?
That was Danny with the single A comment.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm going to read this again. This is for Danny and everybody else out there. Again, do not harm the messenger. Alex Anthopoulos said the Braves weren't going to trade away any players just for payroll purposes, i.e., they weren't going to dump guys to save money and get nothing of value back. And you know what nothing of value is, O? A single A prospect with no major league future. Sorry. Sorry, y'all. It is what it is. What do you want? Like, Alex Anthopoulos is not going to dump a guy who hits 40 home runs a year to get back Joe Schmo from Little Rock. Like, he just wasn't going to do it.
You know why you pick up that guy, that single A prospect? Because you feel like you have no prospects. You have no – there's nothing happening for you next season. So why go ahead – why pick up guys who are going to help you in the immediacy – if your short-term goal is not to be successful in the next season.
Yeah, exactly. And speaking of Ozuna, again, just the messenger. Marcell Ozuna did not turn down a trade. Braves GM Alex Anthopoulos said he never approached him about a deal. So that clears that up. Marcell Ozuna did not exercise his 10-5. He was not given a chance to. Now, what that does not mean, oh, that doesn't mean they didn't get calls. But there was nothing that the Braves liked enough to even go to Ozuna and be like, yo, is this cool? You down? You want to go try to win a title? No. No offer that they got or that they even played around with was good enough for the Atlanta Braves to even bring it to Marcell Ozuna. So that goes to, and Orin, is that not exactly what we've been saying? What were you going to get for Ozuna? A dude who's on an expiring contract and a dude that is hurt.
It's gonna hurt.
Hurt.
Yeah.
He has a, guys, Marcell Ozuna has a tear in his hip. This is not new news.
That affects how you kind of
swing
the
bat. Yeah, he can still run into one every now and then as he has been. But his overall approach at the plate is shot. He has a tear in his hip. His hip. I'm telling y'all, they weren't going to get any good offers for him. And then finally, one more quote for y'all. Braves president of baseball operations, Alex Anthopoulos, on the trade deadline. Quote, our goal in this deadline was to focus on guys who could help us in 2026 and beyond. It did not materialize. A.K.A., nobody liked anything we had to offer, And anything that we were pursuing, we viewed as too high a cost. In Braves country, that is the sad, sad, sad state of affairs of your Atlanta Braves right now. Again, Marcell Ozuna did not turn down a request. He was never presented one, so we'll never know if he would have or not. But the Braves did not receive calls, or if they did, they were not good enough to warrant even a conversation about waiving the no-trade clause.
There's one more.
Oh.
One more very interesting.
Please.
Interesting quote from one Alex Anthopoulos.
Please.
Sir. Alex Anthopoulos says, when Ronald Acuña is healthy, he's coming back to play. Not shutting him down for the season. Quote, we are going to be conservative and careful, but shutting him down for months left in the season doesn't make sense. End quote.
What are you talking about, Alex Anthopoulos? What? Dude. AA, love you, big fan, have been since you got here, can never take back 2021. Come on, man. You know why that's disappointing for me, in all seriousness, from AA? Because AA knows. He's a smart dude, and he knows this fan base. He has a pulse on this fan base. He knows we ain't buying that. There's no point in shutting him down. Of course there is. Try. He got hurt again. Try. Let's not get him hurt again. What if he goes out there in a month, that hamstring is, 87%, and he just pulls it a little too hard?
Or that calf muscle just pops.
Well, then he's done. Then it's done. Then you're out. Forget it. We'll see you in 2027. Maybe. Come on, AA. Come on, man. Like, you know us better than to give us that. Like, we weighed the options. We understand the precautionary measures of, potentially keeping him out. Whatever. Just lay it out for us. Like, we're not stupid. You know, like, don't talk to me like I'm a child. And I feel like that's what that – read it again, O. Read me that quote again. That's just what it felt like to me on first blush. It just sounds like something AA never does is talk down to the fan base.
We are going to be conservative and careful, but shutting him down for months left in the season doesn't make sense.
How doesn't it make sense, AA? Explain. I wish there was an explanation. How does it not make sense? Make that make sense. You're taking a player who came back from a second catastrophic injury and then got hurt again this season. What do you mean it doesn't make any sense? He is the franchise. He is the golden goose, the straw that stirs the proverbial drink. He is everything. And for you to say that it doesn't make any sense would make me think that the organization doesn't value the concept of having him healthy next year. Like, don't you want to ensure that he comes back April 1st or whatever opening day is next year and has every chance to stay healthy? Why would you, coming off of a bad hamstring on a team that's going nowhere, like, not even consider it? You're not even going to consider it. No. Like, just be prepared, everybody. A guy who had his second catastrophic knee injury, also had a hamstring injury this year, on a team that's not going to the playoffs, guaranteed, and we're going to play him for the sake of playing him. Let the kids play. Let Acuña play. Come on, I am beyond disappointed to hear that. Like, did he think that was going to rally the fan base? Like, oh, yeah, we get to see Ronald again. No, Braves fans are smart fans, man. The people who call this show are smart fans and call this radio station. You guys know the deal. Who cares about Ronald Acuña for the rest of this year? He's not winning anything. He's not even getting any personal accolades. There was a chance for a minute there, the way he started off, it looked like he could be in an MVP conversation. Not anymore. Get out of here. Oren, that's really disappointing.
You know what? Like, I'm not going to necessarily put the lack of activity that happened before the trade deadline all on Anthopoulos. Not going to do that. It's just not fair. A lot of things go into all that. This seems like squarely his decision right now. And when you couple that with everything that has already happened today, it just doesn't – it's not a great look. It's not a great look on his part. And to be honest with you, like, you know what this kind of reeks of? It reeks of you're trying to squeeze every last dollar out of this season that you can. And if Ronald Acuña is the only draw you have, you want to make sure from an ownership standpoint, I guess, that you can cash out as much as you can in a season that was very disappointing.
Well, that's just – if that's the case, that's awful.
It just seems that way. I mean, just to be honest with you, what I get his competitiveness, but we also talked about some Deuce and Bell. Like you
but
have to be able
to compete for.
You have to be able to save these guys sometimes for themselves. So
there's also nothing to compete for.
There's nothing to play for out there. You got a guy who, by all accounts, has issues sometimes controlling that competitiveness, which is a good thing in some cases. In this case, maybe not the best thing. It smells to me like this is a decision that was made for the purposes of just having fans come out and see Ronald playing a few games, more games.
For as awesome as AA has been, and he is, he remains awesome. You don't lose everything you built here in one season. This one just needs to end. This thing just needs to go away, and we need to forget about 2025 and never look back. All the injuries, all the poor play, Snit, Acuña getting hurt multiple times. I mean, just burn this season. Burn the tape, as they like to say. Flush it. Just forget about it. All right. We'll go over more of what AA had to say later, but yeah, not good. No trades for Ozuna. Didn't find anything of value for 2026. And Ronald Acuña Jr. will be back to play out the string for whatever reason. God help us. I don't know why. 404-726-0929.
You think they're going to let him play winter ball?
No. No.
But if I'm Ronald, I can justify it by saying, well, you let me play out the string in a season that didn't really matter. Why won't you let me go down and play winter ball?
Contract. That's why. They're going to hang the contract over his head. That's what I would think. Like, dude, you want $600 million? You are not playing winter ball. You are resting that body, good sir. You are every pitch you take for the rest of your baseball career is going to be for the Atlanta Braves in an effort to keep you healthy if you want $600 million. All right, 404-726-0929. My goodness. All right, when we get back, we'll break down the trades that did go down with our buddy Danny Vietti of Believe Network and CBS Sports. That's all coming up next. There were 33 trades over the trade deadline. 33. Wow.